This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's providing support across the cattle markets?
Well, it's a real good question, but I think the biggest thing is the fact that we've held the market down to the point we have. And I think we're building some weather premium into the market. Because starting about the middle of this week, going into the weekend, we could see some rough winter weather in parts of cattle country. And I think more than anything, that was the price supporting part. But it could not hold us on the highs today. We did not get any help from the cattle and feed report. Friday's is a neutral report. We saw today box beef up 18 cents on choice, down 23 on selects. Had a movement of 96 loads on this, made a kill of 112,000 head. And the cash last week, both in the north and the south, a little bit over $2. Lower than the previous week. December cattle today closed 247 higher. February was up 217. Jan feeders $1.75 higher. March feeders up $1.45, and December lean hogs unchanged.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you it's not too early to be thinking about the 2016 growing season. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says now's the time to be taking notes to remind yourself what worked or didn't work as you produce the 2015 crop.
If you were growing a variety like Ruby Lee that is susceptible to stripe rust and you're not really willing to spray a fungicide, we need to look at changing varieties next year and go with something like a Gallagher or Billings that is resistant. So make a note of what diseases you have and be prepared to either spray a fungicide next year or switch to a resistant variety so you know you don't have to worry about fungicides. Either one is a sound method. You just need to have a plan of action.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. Learn more at www.ok.gov/wheat.
Tom, what's influencing the grain markets?
Well, that was an interesting trade today as we saw early in the session downside pretty much across the board. We even saw some new contract lows being made in the soybeans and in Kansas City wheat. Then this market started to find some strength, and next thing you know, we're trading positive, and we managed to close positive. We did not get any great help from export inspections today for the wheat, corn, or soybeans. We really didn't have any news out there that you could consider market positive to push prices higher. So it's one of those situations where we're take it and not question it. On the close today, both December and March KC wheat were 7.5 cents higher. December Chicago wheat up 6.5. December corn 4 cents higher. March corn up 3.25. January soybeans were 6.75 higher today, with the March soybeans up 5.75 cents. And we saw the March cotton today 123 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866 go to Tom.
That's your market wrap up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.